Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me, as always, for Hawaii's number one podcast and the only podcast that loves you. I think it's okay for me to say that this is Hawaii's number one podcast because it's the number one in my heart, and I'm sure all of your hearts as well. For those of you watching, thank you. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram, get all this shit out of the way. I hate doing this stuff. But yeah, do all that stuff so we can fucking get into the episode. Like how I gave you a minute there? My Slurpee cup. I was craving a icy or a slushy or some sort of frozen drink. So I went to 7-Eleven to get my usual podcast energy drink. And I was all excited. I was like, oh yeah, fucking Slurpees are pretty cheap at 7-Eleven, which they were. It was like two something for this gigantic size. And then I saw they had a White Rabbit flavor and I got super fucking excited because I love White Rabbit candies. So I got it. And I probably should like put a little in and tested it first. But I was like, fuck it, I'm committing White Rabbit all the way. Fill that motherfucker up. Excuse me, burped. And it tasted like fucking shit. It was not as good as I thought it was going to be, but I bought it and, like I said, fucking commit. So I finished it, that gigantic thing, and all that sugar is coursing through my veins right now as we speak. So we'll see how this goes, how fast this episode actually ends. I want to tell you guys again to follow, and if you're interested in starting your own podcast or recording your own podcast, hit me up. We'll be opening up a podcast studio in the near future for civilians like yourselves who are interested in doing a podcast, who have all the equipment you need. We'll record it for you. Who's that? Oh, can't see. There's a light in my face. Hello? What's up, dude? Perfect timing. No. Do you want to smoke? Do you have a baby with you? Okay, sure, I'm recording now. But it's right there. Hi, baby. You remember me? But what was I just saying? Oh, about the podcast studio. I'm telling all the people that eventually we're going to have a podcast studio and have state-of-the-art technology that you see here, and video and audio equipment for your podcasting pleasure. And if you're a band and you want to record an album, I know a legit audio engineer. So if you want to use a space for that, you can also do that. So follow Voices from the Planet and we'll keep you posted. Are you hanging out for a little bit? Nah, I think he's making dinner. I don't think he'll appreciate you saying his food smells like Vienna sausage. Nah, I don't think it's Wagyu, but it's better than Vienna sausage. For sure. For sure. Cool, cool. Well, thanks for joining. Got Turtle Doves here, off camera, off mic. Probably you're going to stay off mic? Or do you want to jump on? Yeah, it sounds louder than you talk normally on the podcast. But I was talking about the Slurpee that I got that wasn't good. Don't get the White Rabbit Slurpee, by the way. It's not good. The ice cream is actually way better. Yes, the White Rabbit bars. Oh, another special guest joining us off camera, off mic. The Grow Guru is here. I was just telling him, don't buy the White Rabbit Slurpee from 7-Eleven. It sucks. But the ice cream is solid. The Milona bar one? No, that's, I think, the problem, because fucking White Rabbit ice cream is made by the same people who make White Rabbit candy. White Rabbit slushy is 7-Eleven's own weird concoction. It tasted more coconutty than anything. Probably they just throw the White Rabbit logo on their pina colada mix and just call it a day. Nah, it wasn't even really the White Rabbit logo. It might not even have been called White Rabbit. It might have been called like Rabbit White or something. White Bunny. It's a white rabbito. No, but yeah, so it wasn't good. But I was craving a slushy, so I just fucking powered through. Because that's what we do. When you commit to a not good decision, you just got to fucking keep going. And I appreciate you guys having side conversations while I'm doing my podcast. Right. Oh, yeah. Do you have any idea what's going on? My mother-in-law and kids are stuck in YPO Gentry. Yeah, they went to Outback Steakhouse, and now they're stuck there. But they're just hanging out. Eh, poor thing, right? Oh, my God. So fucking... Yeah, because people start taking the side streets to get out of the traffic, and they do it belligerently and in a rush, and they end up causing more wrecks. Now everything is fucked. Because coming here was fucking a task in itself. There was a lot of traffic that I wasn't really expecting. But then, you know what's a funny story? I fucking passed Turtle Doves on the freeway by Red Hill. He didn't even notice me, and I was honking and like waving, and he just was like focused. I don't know, your windows was all up, but you didn't notice me. I was trying to like keep pace with you, but I was in the fucking fast lane, so I was like, I cannot with this fucker, so I just drove off. And I thought, oh, maybe he'll look ahead, but just slightly left and see the sticker on my van and be like, hey, that's Eric. And then we'll catch up again and we'll be friends on the freeway. But that didn't fucking happen. I was all lonely. And then I got stuck in traffic. Huh? Just fucking bump him a little bit. I mean, he was going slow enough. I wouldn't have damaged shit. What? Yeah, I talked about it already. I talked about them already. Yeah, so if you hate town and you want to get out of town, come to beautiful Pearl City and fucking record your podcast. And you can talk about how shitty the traffic was getting here. Or if you live out this side, Pearl City and westward or northward, come hit up the studio. We got to think of a name for it. The podcast studio. Nah, it's going to be like fucking something completely divergent from that. At one point, I was thinking of starting a podcast network. Called Come Together Network. Yeah, yeah. It's like circle jerk reference, but holding hands. No, but it's like they're holding hands, sitting in a circle with their feet spread eagle, all touching together. So it kind of looks like sacred geometry, the way the arms and the legs go. But but in a circle jerk, you don't jerk off the guy next to you. You jerk yourself off, and it's a race. But in the podcasting world, it's not a race. But what I'm saying, though, in the podcast world, it's not a race to see who comes first. We all come together. That's my point. Come together, podcast network studio. Okay, okay. Getting into the details. I mean, everything about a circle jerk is gay. That makes it gayer, but it's still gay. Right, yeah, yeah. I'd have to agree. I have to agree with that assessment. Jerking yourself off in a circle jerk is less gay than jerking off your friend. What if you had to stand in a tight circle and jerk off the guy across of you? So you had to look him in the eye. Oh, yeah, so it's the first... Here's the weird conundrum of that, though. Like, the first dude who comes loses, right? And then the first guy who gets cummed on wins. Oh, wait, what? No, no, oh, shit. I thought... But there has to be a winner in... There has to be a winner in a circle jerk, or you... Gotta eat it. Comes last? Well, you know what won't be a problem? If everybody just comes together. Clip it. That's going to be the commercial for the podcast studio.
We did it, guys. That was easy.
And that's a wrap.
No, no script generated by ChatGPT needed. Nobody can hear you.
I know. That's...
So you guys can talk. Don't mind me. I'm going to talk to the people who are watching the podcast. I don't mean to interrupt you guys. My bad. But I want to thank Turtle Doves for his bird's eye view update of the local traffic situation happening right now in Honolulu. No, not in Honolulu. In fucking Pearl City-ish area, Mililani, Waipio. Holy shitballs. What the fuck? I probably would take the 666.
This one just looks kind of like... This one just looks like extra, like... I don't know.
My visual, point of view... No, like, just looking at it, like, I would say, oh, I want that one because it's more full. But in reality, we all know... A pound of feathers weighs the same as a pound of lead. Yeah, exactly. So there's no difference in the actual weight you're getting. This isn't everyone knows your hand. Nobody watching this cares. They want to hear me talk about traffic. They want to hear me talk about Slurpees. Oh, it kind of smells like... No, it doesn't. I mean, it smells good, but what am I fucking smelling here? I don't know. It smells like something I've smelt before. That's always a good assessment. But I'm used to driving in traffic, so I take it as an opportunity to relax and chill out. I don't find it as stressful. Unless you're late somewhere. That's when traffic becomes stressful, when you're trying to get somewhere by a certain time. And 10 times out of 10, you're probably running late because it was your own fault to begin with, and you should have left way earlier. Always take my morning shit. I do that. So first, my new routine of late has been drink water as soon as I wake up. Like, I usually try to fill my Hydro Flask up before I go to bed and have it next to me. So I try to pound that. But usually there's a lot of ice, so it's not like a full Hydro Flask. So I drink all of that, kind of sit around for a little bit, let my, like, system start moving, and then, like, naturally I have to just take a shit. So I go fucking take a huge shit. No, in the morning when I wake up. Then go brush my teeth and get ready and shit like that. Get everything, everybody else ready. And then I, and sometimes if I'm lucky, I take another shit before I actually leave. Yeah, because you know I have a clean asshole. From all the bidet, from my bidet. Yep. You know where I heard that? An unlikely source is where I heard that from, and I started doing it. No, I heard it from Andrew Tate. The first thing he does, it says, like, pound, like, a gallon or whatever. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but pound choke water. Who? Andrew Tate? Yeah, that fucker is huge. He's fucking... I've been watching all his interviews, well, clips of him. Bro, he came out of prison looking like the fucking Hulk. Like, holy crap. Nah, I think he's cool. It's not like people were going to tell. Yeah. Yeah, and they were in Romania, so it's a different, yeah.
Oh, fuck. He was overseas in prison?
Yeah, that's where they got busted. They got popped in Romania on, like, human trafficking charges or some shit. Yeah. But he's under house arrest, and he's like, him and his, I seen a clip of his brother saying, like, yeah, like, I'm in my $1 million mansion with all these things and all my cars and all my friends are here. It's like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't like prison. It's not like house arrest.
Exactly. Motherfucking
yeah. But yeah.
It's amazing.
I think a lot of it is a persona and a show. Like, you know, he plays it up to on camera. But that doesn't negate the fact that he makes a lot of fucking good points. And through whatever means he's done it, he's inspired a bunch of dudes to get their lives together. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I think it's exaggerated. I think he has a sense of humor. You know, he seems funny. He seems cool. He seems cool as fuck, actually. He doesn't seem like what they're portraying him to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's the problem with like the internet and the problem with fucking social media is that like they can portray you to be something you're not. But that's the thing, though. If anybody who is curious to find out about it could go back and look at the hours and hours of podcasts and live streams he's done and get a better sense of who he really is, right? Get more context. Well, there's... I think once you hit a level of success, there's always going to be people who are out to get you. And then you just have people who are like nobodies who hate you for no reason. And they just hate. You know what I mean? They make up stories. Oh, bro. Who? Him?
The one above all.
Where is that? Where'd you get that? It looks so fancy. Is it refillable? No, I have, like, I think I saw someone with that Orion vape, and then I was like, oh, I want one cool and like that, and then I tried to find one, and it was a shitty flavor. Well, you can recharge it too, right? So it does, like, yeah. Yeah. Like a couple days. I tried and true. Even though the juice I have right now sucks.
Isn't that the father? Is that the godfather of this one?
No. What brand is that? Orion. This is an Orion. It's a Lost Mini. It's an Orion Mini. I have an Orion big one too. But I barely use it. I don't know if I can see your fucking hairy... Nah, I'm gonna crop it. That's alright.
Which one?
Grab it. It's right here. I did have some notes of some things I wanted to talk about.
My neighbor's cat's called Mr. Miyagi.
I know we talked about it. You said that. Yeah. I know. But what I wanted to talk about is what I saw recently on the other day. While I was at a stoplight in beautiful Eva Beach, I'm in my amazing dad van, and I'm sitting at a stoplight. I look over to my left, and I see a minor bird drinking water off the ground that was there from a car dripping. And I was just thinking, like, these fucking birds and their immune systems must be so crazy. Because they fucking can drink car water off the street which has break, you know, all kinds of shit mixed in with it. I mean, they live long enough. But then I started thinking about when I used to live in Waikiki and all the fucked up pigeons I would see. Like, that's probably a result of some of this car water. But, like, I remember seeing fucking, like, you guys ever seen a grease trap in a restaurant? I used to work in a hotel, and in the basement parking lot was the grease trap for the restaurant upstairs. And every once in a while, I would see a bird pop its head out from in there. I'm like, holy shit, there's birds in there. And they would come out covered in the shit. It's like, those birds, I guess, just have resigned themselves to a flightless life because their wings and everything's all fucked up. They just hobble their way out of the parking. But they don't fly no more because their wings are coated in fucking rendered fat. I don't know how often these birds clean themselves. Yeah. And then they grow 8 wings. But then, yeah, you see the birds with, like, the mangled feet and shit like that in Waikiki. Because they get, like, hair tourniquets, which is a problem with babies. I'm glad I know that because that's one thing you should always check is your babies, newborns that can't talk or communicate yet, check their toes and their fingers because they might have hair wrapped around. If they're crying inconsolably and you can't figure it out, check it out because they might have hair. Parenting tips from Voices from the Planet. Yeah, I was just tripping. I was like, I was just thinking about this dirty-ass bird and the fact that they are drinking street puddle water. So gross. But it wasn't even. It was a minor bird. I mean, they must have, like, such... Their stomachs must be so acidic that they can break down, like, pathogens and germs and viruses or whatever. Or break dust, heavy metals. I mean, I'm sure it ends up killing them eventually. Fucking birds. I just want to shout out the resilience of our own sky rat turtle doves. Yeah. Bird style, you mean?
Fuck yeah. Just like wrap the bird.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're shaking the whole thing, kid. Turtle dove, control your arms. What did that do? Did that do anything? Ah, fuck. Who cares? This is Voice from the Planet. Nobody gives a shit around here. I know. So I was thinking once we have our studio, this is a little behind the scenes. Sorry, who cares? But I want to put LED strips along the bottom. We did, but I don't know where they fucking went after we moved. But I want to get LED strips for the bottom. No, fuck, they gone. Who cares? We'll buy more. We'll team move it. But I do want to have lighting around the edges in the top and bottom. We might not necessarily use it for our podcast, but for others, they might say, "Oh, I like pink or fucking fuchsia." So then we can. But, hey, maybe, but at least we can accommodate them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to cost you $7 for me if we'll push the button to turn them to fuchsia for you. But anyway, yeah, I think that'll be cool to have some color. Yep. Oh, Method Man. Only 2 of those come off. I don't know. LED strips would be cheap. No, not for lighting like this, but for this backlighting and like along the wall and like. You can dim it, yeah. But yeah, that was my thinking of putting that up there. I think it looks a lot better with it. Looks cool, yeah. Yeah. You know, since we were talking about traffic earlier, and in such circumstances, you're relegated to driving at a slow pace. I was driving home the other night, not during traffic hours, and I was going like 60 miles an hour, allegedly, on the freeway. 65, maybe. But people were still fucking passing me like I was an old man driving, which I know technically if when people pass me, they're like, look at this old fucker driving this minivan. But I was just thinking how crazy it is that going 10 miles over the speed limit is not fast enough nowadays. Like, you got to speed it up. And it's like, bruh. Yeah. I know, right? Like, I know I'm breaking the... Allegedly was breaking the law. Because I'm going... It doesn't... Because technically, anything over the speed limit, they can get you. That whole, 5 miles, leniency, that's just like... That's not a part of the rule. The law is... The speed limit is the speed limit. So if a cop wants to bust you 1-2 miles over, they technically can. It's dick. It's a dick move. But they could if they wanted to. But just thinking like, if I was actually going the speed limit at the time of night I was driving and everybody's driving that fast, bro, people would be hate. They would hate me. You know what I mean? And I know you say like the left lane is the fast lane. But the fastest you should be going, even in the fast lane, if the speed limit's 55, is 55. The passing lane, because I always think of this in the zipper lane in the mornings, because the zipper lane now is 2 lanes for a lot of it. And I use that assumption. The left lane is for the fast lane. The right lane is for the slow traffic. And you pass on the in the left lane. And a lot of times, myself, I just stay in the left lane because I'm going faster than everyone in the right lane. It's not like I'm going to keep switching back and forth to pass people, right? And that's no, that's not. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, on 2-lane freeways in the main line, you're supposed to cruise in the right lane. And if you got to pass somebody, you switch over to the left and you get back in the right. So that way other faster cars are can go, right? But again, those faster cars are probably breaking the speed limit. But again, if no laws, I guess, are based on enforcement, right? If nobody's going to enforce it, then what good is a speed limit if nobody's around to actually enforce it? For people like me who are just trying to be safe out there. And the crazy thing is, I was thinking... You know when you're high and you're driving, allegedly? Like, it feels like you're going way faster even though you're not. So there have been times, way long time ago, when I've been driving on the freeway and thinking like, oh, I need to slow down, I'm going too fast. And then I look and I'm not even going the speed limit. And I'm like, oh, bruh. So, drive safe out there. Or, you know, but I just, like, I was thinking like, what happened to all the stickers of slow down this ain't the mainland? I know everybody driving on the road all the time ain't always tourists driving rental cars. And everybody seems to be in a rush nowadays. Oh, yeah, our little the little digital billboards for the alerts. But, yeah, like, people don't... What happened to that sentiment of, slow down, this isn't the mainland? You know what I mean? It's gone. And then I was wondering, what happened to Maui Built? Are they even still in business? Because they were the ones who made that sticker. And I feel like they need to step up and start pumping that bumper sticker because... So does that slow down this ain't the mainland only apply to neighbor islands? Because I guess everybody on a neighbor island looks at Oahu as like the mainland. Like, that is fucking Oahu people. Yeah. How fast do you need to go? Like, what is the appropriate rate of speed? Because if you think about it, all our freeway speeds range from 45 to 55, except for... No, is it 60 on the freeway out there? Okay, there. And then I was gonna say on the pulley is 60, or not pulley, is H3 is 60, I think, too. So that's still 60. Like, do you need to go faster than 60? Why don't car manufacturers just put a governor that makes it so your car can't go faster than like 90? 85. Right. That's what I'm saying. But, like, why would your car... I mean, maybe you could buy those cars and take them other places that don't have speed limits. Or when you're driving through, like, Vegas. It's the thing. If there's nobody there to enforce it, is it even a... Does the rule even apply? Right. Where do I find that law? You can't find it because it's unwritten. Yeah. But, yeah, traffic, driving fast... Podcast studios, you know, just typical shit. Well, he's still coming from town. Most times. Yeah, so am I. So it's still... We don't have to drive all the way up this hill, which is nice. I don't know, outside in the big trash. But what song should I put at the end of this episode? Give me a song that will resonate with the young crowd, Turtle Doves.
The young crowd?
Yeah, aren't you in touch with the youth?
The youth? I have a baby, but that's my
that's as youth as it gets. Schizo by Travis. I don't think I can play that. I know. But I don't want to, like, fall into their demonic traps. What, demonic? Maybe. Are you taking off then? I know. It wasn't that bad until... two more adults came in here and is like, bro, it's the body heat. It, breathing up all my oxygen. All right, well, I guess I'll end it. But thank you for stopping by, Anu. Is there traffic going back that way? Oh. Hopefully not. I don't know. I looked at the Google Maps and I just saw red all around my PO, so. Oh, yeah. Well, good luck.
There was a zombie apocalypse and we needed to get to somewhere to, like, bunker down our feet. Well, I wouldn't make it.
Nobody could go anywhere. Everybody was stuck. That's why you need a 4x4. We had a fucking the deer smasher grill for fucking humans. Alright, but. Bye. Poof. Did it scare you? All right. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you to the Grow Guru for stopping by. Thank you to all you for watching and sticking with the podcast. You're welcome. Thank you to our sponsors, the Grow Guru. Nah, I got them. Guru's Grow Supply, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, and Retro Hawaii. And don't forget, coming soon, the Come Together podcast studio in beautiful Pearl City. Thank you guys again. Yeah, that's it. Love you guys. Peace.
Night when they really can't see me. I ran it back last time, but it ain't last time. I got so much around the house, I had to hide mine. Yeah. Throw it all before I hit the door. She dropped them at the clothes off. I thought it was a setup, watching I can doze off. The dogs out the kennel, watching with the scope off. With the heat talk, watching burn your soul off. I took them out of office, now they work for me now. I took her out the background, she played the lead now. Put it in the back, can't hold the trees down. Trying to tell you what I need. Somebody do that there. Late at night at home, get ratchet, can you do that there? Way out when I'm a road, just send you do that there. Told you I'ma be right back as long as. Told you I'ma be right back as long as. Do that there, do that there. Way out when I'm, do that there. Late at night at home, get ratchet, can you do that there? Told you I'ma be right back as long as. Do that there. Be me, I'm moving night when they really can't see me. I ran it back last time, but it ain't last time. I got so much around the house, I had to hide mine.
Bling, bling, I get a rush every time I see some diamond. She get it up, she gon' bounce it like a trampoline. Keep up with swag, she be fresher than a mannequin. All type of bags in the closet like she married me. Married me, a puzzle, Patti Philippe. Keep it right there with my post goes. I been jumping out the gym with no joints on. She been all above the rim on her torso. Princess cuts, diamonds, I got plenty. Lift it up, add out like linen. Rolls Royce, big old truck, I'm in it. Bouncing around like he won't smoke, I'm a trillionaire. tall hair long, she Jamaica. And she tryna rage in the bedroom. And she got a rollie on her leg too. And it's plain gold, it's a spade too. Coco Chanel for reals on her toes. I got white folk money in my nail with no gold. I got rose gold teeth and rose gold rims on my rose. Pete the way they lookin', we gettin' richer than a bookie, hey.
Baby, me, I'm moving night when they really can't see me. I ran it back last time, but it ain't last time. I got so much around the house, I had to hide mine. Baby, me, I'm moving night when they really can't see me. I ran it back last time, but it ain't last time. I got so much around the house, I had to hide mine. Without going deep, Shakespeare took the squad, brought the play right here. Got the vision and I made that clear. Up from two till it's two, running plays like the Tennessee kid. I'm the one, that's why they tryna hurt the kid. I'm the one, JH with the braids, with the lights, with the eye, you gonna smoke, but I can't stay away. See this life, man, I can't stay away. Find a vice, man, I can't stay away. Find it hard, why I can't play. Seen the top 10 pin list, I don't even know how they could pin this. Knowing that I'm the human Pinterest. Need true love, but I know true love's like a friendship. But even Titanic got it ending. I rock the boat with ice so expensive. Hair long, not no extensions. Money long, shit is extended. She need me now, she need me a pendant. I said you need me now, I ain't finished. Huh? I said you need me now. I said you need me now. You need me. Stick to the code, binary like eyes and nose. I'm too exposed, I gotta keep curtains closed. Her body bold, she hid it behind the clothes. I'm in Cabo, I'm hitting his adios. Tryna balance all these up and downs, but I keep popping lows.
Man, it is what it is, that's just how it goes.
Pure session, I just kept progressing, finally find the flow. If the answer's down there with the devil, I may never know. My dog just got freed out the precinct. Hit it in my bag, let's hit Turks for the weekend. Why did I pop two out that whole pack, dog, I'm tweaking. Baby girl, come suck, keep me up, ain't no sleeping. Ooh, she gon' let me beat that body up like we beefing. Better yet, she vegan, better yet, she tweaking. Yeah, 6 a.m. that hit my alarm clock. Yeah. You see the vision, this shit nonstop. Gotta keep my palms hot. Got long horns in my backyard, bitch, I'm a lone star. The drop top came with the top, I cut the dome part. My brody keep a stainless, there still ain't no chrome hot. I cut some off, I had to better myself. Against the odds, I bet on myself. I was the Frank Givens before Thanksgiving, thanks to my health. Too many flaws trying to generate wealth. Man, that's how you go broke and lose bros and lose hope in this shit. I was thinking that we both could be rich. I guess it's one-sided. Crazy how they love to talk shit. Ain't got no trident. I'm loyal, bitch. I got yay over Biden. I let this shit go off the top. Yeah, no typing. How I go from overlooked to these niggas is over Biden. I'm always in their ear. I'm enticing. And you ain't gotta take it from me. I'm advising. For real. We'll be right back.